This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest that was on the show back on March 19th of this year. We're talking about Hemp Americana, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. Salvador Rosello. Salvador, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about bringing in the machinery. We talked about production. That all being said, what have you accomplished so far?
Well, for one thing, we don't have big amounts of capital, and we've been funding the company through the Reg A. But the Reg A sponsors sort of close the faucet for whatever reason, and I have to deal with the expenses with my own capital, which is, slowly disappearing. But we finished the factory. We still have to adjust things. There's so many machines, okay? And the last machine just arrived last week. And great. We are bottling at this moment two different formulas. One is the winter ice full spectrum, and the other one is the distillate full spectrum.
Yes.
Okay. Those are the two main CBD formulas that we have. And now we have them. All of them have not been bottled, but we have for the pet market, 125 milligrams, 250, 500, 750, 1,000, 2,500, 3,000.
Wow.
Those are the formulas that we have. The 3,000 is the only one that hasn't been bottled. We have left it for last because, as you know, 3,000 takes 3 grams per ounce.
Yes.
The deal that we had made before was not in Hemp Americana's best interest.
Best interest. I can understand that.
Yeah. And because they wanted to buy it at a very low price, and we just want the market price of a wholesaler for our product. I mean, I have invested on this close to $10 million. It's taken 2 years because, as I said, we have been dependent on the Reg A fund.
So my understanding is investors have reached out to you to become a salesman. What do you mean by that?
Oh, this is what happened. Yes. One of the shareholders stepped forward, came to the lab, And he said he wanted to represent Hemp Americana in the Southern District of Maine, the southern portion
right, of
Maine. And he quit his job, and he's very eager. We interview him, and he made his cards, everything. He's running. When I posted on Facebook salesman card representing Hemp Americana, another 5 shareholders show interest, but they have not come forward anymore so far. That gave me an idea, because you see, many shareholders complain that there is no revenue, that's what's happening, when am I going to get rich? We are working all the time under duress. There's lots of enemies that this is all the time in this so-called chat rooms. I never go there. People tell me about it. And we need the shareholders, which are in reality owners of the company. This is like an appeal for them Well, some of them, because according to what they tell me, there's 21,000 plus shareholders. So we need some of them to become distributors, to step up and hold the company. I mean, take it beyond buying shares and sitting on a couch looking at the computer. Oh, this company's not doing anything. It's your company. That's what I wanted to tell the shareholders.
So right now, you guys are actively looking for sales help. And also, can you give us any kind of analytics of sales that you've made in the last 30 or 60 days?
Well, I have been developing distributors that were not in the business before.
Right.
Okay. So I got one. For instance, I have a fellow in Fort Lauderdale, Herb Levin. He bought four bottles of CBD 2500 milligrams. 3 weeks later, he ordered 12 bottles. That's three or four times more. And I know what's going to happen because I've seen the reaction of people. If I have five people in front of me and I give each one a few drops of CBD, one or two immediately will want it. I don't know what happens. Because I take it, I don't feel anything. But maybe that's good. Others that need it, you know, they react tremendously. So, first of all, it cures anxiety. It helps you sleep. It restores bioelectrical communication. So that gives you a feeling of well-being. Your machine is working correctly. The CBD has the cannabinoid system that happens to, and we have it inside ourselves.
Absolutely. The CB1, so CB2. Absolutely. Hey, right. Salvador, let me ask you this. You did say 2,500 milligrams and 3,000. Are you the only company that puts out 2,500 milligrams or 3,000 milligrams out on the market?
I don't think so, but I wanted to tell you this. I didn't want to make it too big, but actually we are bottling eventually as we get there because it takes time to bottle. We have 50,000 bottles to fill, and we only have filled about 15,000 of different formulations. You know, as I say, 125 to 50, 500, 750, etc.
Yes.
But we also have, from the 3,000, we have the 4,000, the 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, and 8,000.
Yeah, I've never heard anything over 2,500 milligrams myself of pure CBD oil. That's crazy.
Why? Let me tell you, there's a few in the world that are making 8,000, and it sells for $700, a 4-ounce bottle with 8 grams of CBD in it, because it cannot go into a 1 ounce.
Right, right.
Yeah, you see, it has to go in a little larger bottle. Well, those are sort of a specialty items. You see, look, if you want to give it to your pet, depends on the body weight.
Right.
125 milligrams is for a 10-pound dog or cat. 250, a little bigger. 500, a 40-pound dog, okay? But a human can also take it at those levels, okay? So, but because of the body weight of the human depends on his body weight, it's how much more CBD it would need.
Correct.
That's why the 2,500 is the best so far, okay? I haven't tried the 9,000 or the others yet, but by the way, not only we are looking at the shareholders' help and thanking for everything they have done with us, for us, their shares build the company. We didn't go drinking, partying, restaurant journeys, nothing.
I understand that.
We're like Calvinists.
Unfortunately,
okay.
Salvador, we're running out of time. In closing,
I wanted to say that.
Go ahead.
We're also looking for a lead extractor.
Okay. But I was going to say, in closing, what would you want your investors to take away from this interview?
I would like the investors to see the forces that are trying to stop us from succeeding, but they will not succeed and succeeding because we have no debt. All the machines are paid for. We have the material. We are bottling. The machine for the tamper proof is being put together. It just arrived last week. So we have a real product, and we have over 50,000 bottles plus, actually a total of over 100,000 bottles that we can fill in with the CBD oil that we have extracted and winterized.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Salvador Roselli, CEO of Hemp Americana Inc. Find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ, trading at just a tad bit under a penny. If you're looking to get involved in a pure play CBD oil company, look no further than Hemp Americana. Salvador, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.